Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
All right, we go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Hotline to talk to Razorback super supporter, the Blonde in Boots, Marsha Martin. Good morning, Marsha.
Good morning, David.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Sound like an exciting day and evening. You've never been to the NBA draft before, correct?
I have not. I didn't put it on my bucket list, but when I was invited to go, it got on my bucket list.
Yeah, it's really cool the fact that you've gotten to know Darius Acuff Jr. and Trevin Brazil, you know, as being a sponsor and a supporter of the program. I think, Roger, the last time, Roger, we saw Marsha, she had her Acuff boots on. I think that was that at one of the – was that in the playoff? Where was that at where you unveiled those white boots? Where was that? It was somewhere on the road.
Well, it first started at the SEC tournament,
then
I wore them all the way through because everyone said it was going to be good luck. Now, I didn't carry us all the way through, but I did get Darius to sign them for me. So,
oh, very cool.
I'm wearing them again tonight.
Very – oh, you're wearing the same boot. Yeah. Well, and also
I was wearing my boots for it.
Yeah, I saw where you also – I saw a couple of pictures you posted, Trevin Brazil. Have you gotten to know him over the years? Obviously, he's been there forever, it seems like, 4 years? And have you gotten to know him pretty well or at least better than some of the other kids?
I love TB. You know, it's been so fun and exciting to watch him grow over the years. You know, we were so fortunate to be able to keep him because, you know, when Coach Musk left, it was all up in the air, and he decided to stay at Arkansas and – he's such a great, nice young man, and I'm really hopeful for him that he goes far in the NBA.
Yeah, he's got that amazing physical talent that I think NBA teams love, and I think fans will love him. And, you know, that's a great point. You know, Marsha, you and Marty, you were giving to the program. I think Musk was the one that really, you know, pushed you guys to we wanted you to be more involved in the program. I think you'd sold your business, and I think that's when the naming of the practice facility was named for you guys under Musk, correct?
That is correct. Yes.
Yeah. Do you keep up with Musk?
He was the one that. I keep up with Danielle. Yes. Yeah. Danielle and I became good friends while they were there, and hated to see them go. But you know, we're certainly happy to have Coach Cal and Ellen in Arkansas as well.
You were saying that Coach Musk pushed you guys, or were you going to say that he was the one who pushed to maybe get your name on the building? Is that what he wanted to do?
Yeah, he gave me a call and really explained what it could do for the basketball program, not only the men's program, but the women's program, right?
Yeah.
It's been great supporting both. You know, we've got three great young men in the draft tonight from Arkansas and a lot for Razorback fans to be proud of. And, you know, Malik and Derek are, you know, going to go in the top, and Trayvon will probably go tomorrow night. But so exciting for them. You know, Coach Cal's done such a magnificent job with all these young people. As everyone knows, I mean, look at the numbers he's put out in the NBA and how successful they are. And not just basketball, but, you know, being around them a lot, just great people. And he really does a great job of coaching them on being a great human. So that's exciting.
You know, you make a point that's is interesting, Trevin Brazil, that, you know, Roger, we talk about this, is that nowadays, especially in basketball, you know, in the transfer portal, maybe in football, you don't really, the kids aren't up there very long. Yeah. And so, yeah, you're right. To have him up there all these years is pretty rare, and especially to be the kind of athlete he is. Well, what's so Cal has invited you and some other supporters. What's sort of the agenda? I know you've been to New York City probably quite a bit. You got your stiletto themed jet. You're taking up there, and you've got some friends. I'm sure you've been to New York quite plenty of times. What's sort of the agenda this afternoon and tonight?
Yeah, so we're going to leave this morning, and we're going to Brooklyn because it's at the Barclays Center,
right?
In Brooklyn, and so we're going to get up there, and you know, Coach Cal has a lot of friends everywhere, and has some great friends that have a restaurant that they're going to treat us all to a late lunch before we head over to the draft. And He got us a suite at the draft. So, you know, there's about 10 of us going, and it's 94 club members that are going.
Okay.
So when Coach Cal came on at Arkansas, he had done this at Kentucky. So he started this club that you could donate to, and with the donation to that club, he planned events for those supporters.
Cool.
And this is one of them that he came up with recently. Really, his last minute, he just put it together last week. And so he's going to treat 10 of the supporters of the 94 club to go to the NBA draft tonight.
What a brilliant idea, and what a reward, you know, for your support, you and Marty's support, and the others that are going. Listen, Cal gets it. You know, Cal gets it. He understands all these kind of things. Now you've been around him enough to know, you know, Roger, when he goes back tonight, when he goes back to New York City, can you imagine the people that are they're reaching, Cal, your buddy's
in his element.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. You may not hardly get a word in with him tonight. He's just, once you get there, he's going to be talking to everybody, every player, every organization. You know, that's his epicenter, I would think, in New York. Yeah. But it'll be fun to be.
They speak Cal up there.
They speak Cal, yeah. That'll be fun to be a part of that. So that'll be, and hopefully, you know, obviously the all the players will get drafted where they project them to be. So it'll be a fun night for them, and not one of those ones where they're sort of sitting around. And we were talking about the jet, you know, and I was asking Roger, do you remember why the stiletto, the heel, is on the tail? And I remember you saying, because you, every time you walked that plane, you would remember all the miles you walked in those heels selling your product to the point where, you know, you got your company where you could sell it and be successful. But that is the story, correct? I'm accurate on that?
That is the story, yes.
Well, listen,
and that's why there's a high heel on my airplane, yes, for sure. David, I want to tell you why. Hey, David, the 94 Club, I want to
tell
your listeners about that.
Yeah.
So anyone can join that. Now, it does take some money to join up, but Coach Cal put that together when he came to Arkansas. And understand that Coach Cal doesn't rely on other people to recruit his money. He goes out and gets it himself. Not only does he coach the team, that man goes to get whatever he needs by himself.
Yeah.
And he put together the 94 Club for his team's operational expenses.
Hmm. Wow.
They needed more money to operate the program. Airplanes, hotel rooms, all of those things. So he put together the club and asked people to donate so that he didn't have to go back and keep begging the university to try to get more money to give the team what they needed.
Wow.
And so that's where the 94 Club came from.
Well,
and anyone can join that.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Again, it just shows you a guy that's been in the game a long time. He's self-sufficient.
He's not stuck in the past. He knows what he's got to do.
Be creative. Yeah. And even where we first sort of came to know you publicly is those chairs, you know, those were new, but in the reclining chairs and all the things. And again, he's been around the block. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. So, you know, the next question has Cal sometimes will go after some of the guys that and ladies that contribute to football. Has Ryan Silverfield called on you for any support on the football program?
Well, you know, I really like Coach Silverfield a lot. I'm going to see him on Wednesday at the naming of the football stadium.
Okay. Is that this week or next week?
That's this week.
This week. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Tomorrow?
Is that tomorrow?
At noon tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You're busy.
At noon tomorrow.
Wow. You're busy. You go from tonight to naming
the stadium. New York.
So you've already talked to him and you'll see him tomorrow. And so you're supporting.
Okay. Yes.
It's so funny. I mean,
they have a name.
We learned that because I'd seen where they were getting close to that, the naming that. They've been talking about it for a while. It's funny. Frank Fletcher, who we found out, we didn't know when we first met you that there was a Frank Fletcher connection with you. So Frank was not planning to give to basketball because he's feeling like, I'm giving to football. Listen, I'm tapping out. I'm not giving to basketball. And all it took was a call, Coach Cal getting on the phone with him, and it was over with. So 2 years in a row.
Listen, I told him, I'm not taking any more of his phone calls. He can text me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I'm sure Silverfield wants to do the same, go after some of the same. And listen, I'm not going to name names. We know some of the same names that he goes after. But anyway, listen, it's a great story. I think it's awesome you get to go and all the other ones. The 94 club is brilliant for Cal. Hope it's a big night. Anytime you have a lottery pick, it's a cool deal. It's a cool deal for your program. We went through the list of ones that we've had going back to 1985, and it's a good list.
I think she's got the ultimate host for being up there.
Oh, no, you're right. No, you're right. There's not another person. We were talking, and if you just joined the show, we're visiting with Marsha Martin, who is a Razorback Super supporter with her husband Marty, and close friends to Coach Cal and supporter of Razorback Athletics, is that you're going up there, and I'm not sure there's a bigger name in NBA from a coaching standpoint, NBA or college. Christian, would you agree? Is there another name? We've talked about this than Cal as far as
right now,
who would it be?
If there is,
not right now.
A celebrity. Sitting at courtside of the New York Knicks the other day. I mean, you didn't see another coach there.
Yeah.
You didn't see another coach sitting next to Adam Sandler.
Right.
So anyway, so yeah, you're going to have a blast tonight. So, but you know what?
Have a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great for you, though, Marsha. Listen, this is one of the reasons, one of the perks of giving money to a program is having these. And not every coach comes up with ideas like this. So, got to salute Cal for being creative. Yeah. And let me tell you, we give props to Cal. Also, Marsha, I was talking with Sully the other day, Steve Sullivan at Channel 7, and he said he went to some of those camps, those kids' camps. He said Cal stayed the entire, 3 hours, I forget what small town he was in, and signed every autograph, took every picture, every kid. I mean, I'm telling you, most coaches they're in and out. They're letting their assistants do that. The fact that he's done that.
I was going to mention that.
Yeah.
Yeah. David, I was going to mention that. So I went to the camp, a few of them, and listen, he did. He took a picture with every child, every parent that wanted a picture. He signed every basketball. He never left. We went to dinner at Arthur's one night after the camp at Little Rock Christian here, and they were exhausted. They had been doing camp after camp after camp, and they were driving to Hot Springs. I said, guys, why don't you stay in Little Rock? Why are you going to Hot Springs? Because Oakland is a great supporter of his program. And he said, oh, no, it doesn't matter. We're going to Hot Springs. You talk about a dedicated, loyal guy. And for parents who didn't get to sign their children up for camp this year, boys or girls, you missed an opportunity. Get on the list next year. Look it up next year.
Yeah.
It was a great experience for him.
Yeah, and I love the Mother's Day, Father's Day, all the stuff he's doing with the parents. Yeah, he gets it. That's why he knows
who he is.
Yeah, he's so popular and he's so engaging. And anyway, the main thing.
He will be very popular tonight. I can assure you. We went to the Yankees game with him. He invited us to go to the Yankees game last year, and from the minute we got there, everyone in Yankee Stadium knew him and was coming up to get his autograph.
Yeah.
People were coming by the suite. And I mean, it was everywhere we went in New York on the streets and at the restaurant. It was nonstop. And he was so gracious to every single person.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Somebody says, I presume, and of course, one of the things Marsha said, I don't want to say who else is going. It's okay for me to say I'm going, but I don't want to. It's none of my business to mention who else. Somebody said, "Are we going to be? We're going to be looking for John Tyson there tonight." I don't know if John Tyson wants to deal with that tonight.
John's not going.
Yeah, I'm about to say you seem like you would have more fun doing this than John would. You like to get out and have fun and get your boots ready to show off. And I guess is Marty going? Or is Marty staying home?
No, Marty's going.
Oh, good, good, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it'll be a whirlwind of activity. Well, listen, thanks for jumping on with us. I know you've got some you've got some charity work coming up. I think at the end of the summer, right? Some charity events that you wanted to jump on the show and promote.
Yeah, August 27th is the Arkansas Women's Hall of Fame.
Oh.
So that's at the new North Little Rock Convention Center. And honoring six Arkansans. So people need to look it up on the website, come out and support women in Arkansas and their successes. And if you know someone you want to nominate for next year, be sure you nominate them.
Yeah, we'll get you on the show as we get closer. Well, listen, we'll be looking for some, if you do any social media posts, and be looking forward to hearing some. This will probably be a night that you'll always remember, just because also the tie-in with obviously the players and where they go for the rest of their careers. So anyway, well, listen, well, job well done. Obviously, as a former Razorback, appreciate you supporting the program like you and Marty do, and enjoy tonight. It's going to be a blast. Thanks for jumping on with us, Marsha.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Marsha Martin.